Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
It is well with my soul. What a beautiful worship song that draws us right into the heart of our Father God. Well, if you're joining us online, on air, or through one of our podcasts, welcome to our Watoto Church service. It's always a joy to bring God's Word to you every weekend. This past week, we joined Pastor Gary and his entire family to celebrate the life of Jaja Bob. For those of you who don't know who Jaja Bob is, he's Pastor Gary's dad, and last week he went to be with Jesus. And as Watoto Church, we celebrate his life because of the impact he has had on us as a church. Oh, I can never forget his contagious faith, his incredible teaching of the Word, his words of encouragement. Jaja Bob loved people. He loved Uganda, loved Africa. He loved us so much, and now he's in a much better place. So we do join with you, Pastor Gary, and the rest of the family to celebrate Jaja Bob's life. You know, church is not just an event we go to, like we always say, but it is a family that we belong to. And that's why we stand with each other at such times as this. So let's get ready for God's word right now. And I'm looking forward to what God has to say to you. Wherever you are, I know you are going to be encouraged by God's word. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the power of your word. And I ask you right now to speak to us words that would uplift us in this season that we are going through around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're carrying on with our sermon series, Thriving in Tough Times. And actually, today is the second last message in this series that I want to share with you. Now, one of the frequently asked questions in times that are tough like this that people ask is, where is God when we are going through tough times? Well, let me give you two places God is. First is his positional place. God is still on his throne, sovereign, in charge of everything that happens in the universe. God is not taken by surprise by what happens on planet Earth. He's not going through a panic attack. No, never. He is sovereign, mighty, on his throne. But secondly, and this is the beautiful thing about the God of the Bible, he is with us when we go through tough times. The Bible says God is a very present help in times of trouble. Because tough times are a real test to us when it comes to our character or even our trust of God. Who do we trust? What do we trust when we are facing tough times? Do we trust money? Do we trust people or God? Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, here's what it says. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Wow, ever-present help. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, we will not be afraid. Why? Because God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. So today, I want to talk about the power of his presence when it comes to thriving in tough times. God promises never to leave us nor forsake us when we are going through tough times. And this promise from God Almighty, the one who is in charge of everything, gives us hope and courage to quit the survival mindset and embrace a thrive mindset, knowing because God is with us, his presence is with us, we can thrive. We can thrive in tough times. Thriving in tough times is possible because of God's presence in our lives. King David understood the significance of God's presence in his personal life, but also in his leadership as a king to the kingdom of Israel. He knew that whenever he faced tough times, he would depend on the presence of God. David, before he was king, faced a huge giant called Goliath, who literally paralyzed the nation of Israel. The army couldn't attack this big man. And David came Those of you who know the story, he managed to face this challenge. Why? Because he knew God was with him, the presence of God. He said God who was with him when he was looking after his father's sheep is the same God who was with him and enabled him to thrive over Goliath. So God is with us when we face tough times. David's story tells me one man with God is the majority. David so much prized the presence of God that in the Bible it says he always longed to have the ark of God's covenant with him in the tabernacle in Jerusalem. And that ark of God's covenant was a simple physical representation of God's presence. And he longed to have it because he valued the presence of God in the nation. So why is the presence of God so significant when it comes to facing tough times? David again, and I'm going to use David's examples and his story. David talks about the significance of God's presence through a very popular psalm that I want to preach today, and that is Psalm 23. What a beautiful psalm that talks about the presence of God and the power and the significance of God's presence in our lives. So Psalm 23, I'll start with the first verse. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." David grew up as a shepherd boy. He looked after his father's sheep. And he uses the picture of a shepherd to relate it to the picture of his relationship with God, referring to God as his shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd guides, he watches over the sheep, he provides everything the sheep need. So according to David, God is a shepherd present with his sheep, able to provide everything. No wonder he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing." Just like David says, once the shepherd is with you, you can be assured you will have everything you need. In tough times, my friends, God's presence, his presence is sufficient, and we don't need any other God or source of help. That's the power of his presence. We have the good shepherd with us. And this is God Almighty. He's the source of everything. And so because he's the source, he's the creator, he's the sustainer and owner of everything. If he's with you in tough times, you can thrive, my friend. So the Lord is our shepherd, present with us. We shall lack nothing in tough times. The second and third verse, David says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Two thoughts that I want to bring out of those two verses. And the first thought is this: because the Lord is our shepherd in tough times like we are going through, we can count on him to guide us. His presence guides us in tough times. Oh, how we need guidance when we face tough times. We need to know what we gotta do, how we're gonna do it, when we're gonna do it, or with who we're gonna do it. And those things need guidance. And God is a sure guide, just like a shepherd would guide the sheep when he's looking after them. I love an illustration of the fact that God's presence is a reliable guide in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, chapter 32 and chapter 33. God led the children of Israel by a fire by night and a cloud by day. But the children of Israel committed a great sin of idolatry, and they made a golden calf and began to worship it. And it really brought judgment on them, and it angered God. And even Moses was angry. And the story goes, Moses ready to move on. And God says, "Moses, it's time to move, but I'm not going to go with you. I'm going to send an angel to go with you." And Moses went before God. He wasn't satisfied that an angel would lead them. He knew that the only reliable guide in the desert was the presence of God. And so he prayed. And Exodus 33, 14 to 16, God replied and said, "My presence will go with you." Because Moses valued the presence of God. And then he said, "I'll give you rest." Verse 15, then Moses said to God, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. If your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to move." How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? Moses knew that the game changer, the difference maker for him and his leadership and the leading of Israel to their destiny was the presence of God. It's the same thing for us. We are going through a tough time right now, but because of God's presence in our lives, He will guide us to our destiny. God's presence is a reliable guide. Secondly, the second thought I pick from those two verses, David says, He restores my soul. Oh, how refreshing and strengthening the presence of God is. Tough times can be absolutely draining. We get drained emotionally, we get drained financially, physically, and even spiritually. And we need our soul to be restored. And David says, because the great shepherd God is with us, He refreshes our soul. He strengthens us. None of us is too strong to go through tough times on our own. We need God. We need God to refresh us. Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 29 to 31 says this, that God, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on His presence, those who take time in the presence of the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because it's God who gives them strength. The power of the presence of God is so refreshing and strengthens us even as we go through tough times. Verse 4, Psalm 23, David says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We are going through a valley right now that has been caused by this coronavirus pandemic. And the valley moments of our lives are really tough times. But they get worse when the threat of death is real. That's what David is talking about. Even when the shadow of death is right there, he says, I will fear no evil. Nothing evil will happen to me. Why? Because God is with me. His presence is there. Listen, my friends, in tough times, His presence protects us. Wow. His presence protects us from harm. His presence will protect us from anything that Satan has planned or people have planned to destroy us. When I think about God's presence protecting us, I can't help but think about the story of Daniel when he was thrown in the lion's den. Right there in the presence of these huge beasts, they could never eat him up. Why? The presence of God was on him. I think of Daniel's friends who were thrown into a big fire that was seven times hotter because the king was upset. They refused to worship and bow down to an idol. And even in that fire, because of God's presence, the fire couldn't burn them. God's presence protects us in tough times. I have a friend who was telling me a story of how God protected him. He was involved in a plane crash on one of the mountains, and they found themselves in the jungle, injured, totally helpless, no food, nothing. He only had a bottle of water that he had gone with. I think it was a 1 liter bottle of water. They depended on water for almost 7 days. Unfortunately, some of them couldn't make it. He shared with me how with all his injuries, they were trying to find refuge and help. And they walked through the jungles for all those days. Malnourished, injured. There's a day he thought, this is it. We can't carry on. We are too tired. And that day he prayed, said, God, maybe it's your time for me. It's my time to go to you. And they fell asleep. 3 hours later, the rescue team came. He prayed. He trusted that God could hear him even in that deep jungle. God came through for him. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, like David says. Why? Because you, the good shepherd God, you are with me. His presence is so powerful, it will protect us from any harm. Isaiah 43, verses 2 to 3 says this. When you, my friend, pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through a lockdown, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, and some of us are walking through the fire right now, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, and I am with you in tough times. Hallelujah. So his presence protects us when we are going through tough times. Now, verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. What a beautiful verse. Here David is saying God will prepare a table for him to celebrate in the presence of his enemies. Here's the thing, my friend. When we are going through tough times, his presence will give us victory. No matter which enemy is around us, his presence is so powerful. I think of the story in 1 Kings chapter 18 where Elijah faced 450 prophets of Baal and an evil king with an evil queen, Jezebel, who was hunting down prophets of God. Elijah presented himself to the king and said, today the nation must make a decision. If the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, is God, worship him. If these other gods, Baal, is God, then worship him. But we're going to put the test. Let's see which God would answer by fire. 1 Kings chapter 18. And so they set up sacrifices, bulls, and the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, began to call on these evil gods. Nothing happened the entire day. But because Elijah had the presence of God with him, when his turn came, he just stepped up and he prayed. The Bible says he prayed and he said, Lord, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Today, let everyone know that you are the God in Israel. Let them know I'm your servant. Let them know I've done all these things because you commanded me to. Answer me, Lord. Answer me. Then these people will know that you are the one and only God. They will know that you are turning their hearts back to you again. At that moment, the fire of the Lord came down. And verse 39 says, all the people saw it. They fell down flat on their faces toward the ground and cried out, the Lord is the one and only God. God gave Elijah victory in the presence of all those enemies, the king, his wife, and even those prophets. So his presence will give us victory when we face tough times and our enemies are after us. The final verse here says in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Wow! We can count on God's goodness when we are going through tough times and his mercy to follow us because of his presence. In tough times, my friend, his presence brings blessings. David knew that every blessing in his life could be traced to the presence of God. Psalm 16, verse 11. And this is what David says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures, blessings forevermore. Blessed people who have the presence of God are very attractive. Why? Because it's the presence of God that brings joy in their lives and attracts blessings. Friends, the most attractive people on planet Earth are those who carry the presence of God. Not only are they blessed by God, but they are a blessing to others, even in tough times. Now we've seen how David has described in Psalm 23 the power of God's presence in this beautiful psalm. The question you may be having right now as I conclude is, how can I ensure God's presence is with me in my life? Very simple. Live a life that honors God. A life that honors God attracts his presence. What does that life look like? It's one of integrity and holiness. God is holy and cannot dwell where there is sin. But secondly, this is very interesting, a life of generosity honors God. In the Bible, whenever people are generous, God's presence came down. When the temple was dedicated, his presence showed up. In the New Testament, a man called Cornelius, because of his generosity, it attracted God's attention and blessing came to his household. So a life that honors God is one of generosity. Don't let tough times hinder your generosity, my friends. But the final thought is worship. And worship is more than song. It's great to sing. But when we sing, my friends, and we honor God, his presence shows up. It's true. So continue to worship God wherever you are. That's why we love moments of worship. But worship is more than song. It's all about life. Whatever we do, we need to do it for the glory of God. That is worship. So friends, as we go through this lockdown season, as we go through tough times, I want to assure you, the power of his presence is available to cause us to thrive. Where is God when we face tough times? He's on his throne, sovereign, unshaken, unmoved. But secondly, he is with us. We can count on the power of his presence to help us to thrive in tough times. Our Watoto children have written a very beautiful song that's based on this Psalm 23. We have a worship academy that trains our children to become incredible worship leaders. Now, our worship team is going to lead us in this song, and I would like you to reflect on what I've just shared, but also reflect on the words of this beautiful song. Worship invites the presence of God. So let's worship God together, and I'll be back to pray for you, my friend.
Shine. my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want.
Indeed, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the power of your presence. Your presence that is with us in tough times like we're experiencing today. We know from Psalm 23 that your presence is sufficient. Your presence is a guide to us when we face tough times. And your presence refreshes and strengthens us. Oh God, how I pray that you will refresh and strengthen your people. Your presence protects us from any form of harm. And your presence gives us victory. Your presence attracts blessings to us, no matter what circumstances we are facing. So God, I pray that everyone listening and watching will experience the power of your presence. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you are listening or you are watching today and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let me tell you, my friends, you're missing out on the key, the primary key to the presence of God in your life. It is Jesus. Jesus said, no one can come to the Father except through him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if you do not know Jesus today, I want to lead you in a simple prayer of inviting him into your life, and his presence will be with you. So if that's you, repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I recognize that without you, I am helpless. Today, I acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. So I ask you to forgive me of my sin, save me from my sin, make me a child of God. In your name I pray. Amen. Wow, if you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God and you can be guaranteed the presence of God, our Father, is with you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portodochurch.com.